with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 22nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Yesterday, the smaller schools competing in Class B at the Mount Marty University High School meet up in Yankton, South Dakota. Hinton and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley track team competing at the brand new fieldhouse out there at Mount Marty University. Let's take a look at some of the highlights. Again, none of these meets were scored team standings wise. Just trying to get some individual times and see how your team stacks up. Starting in the short distance, boys 60-meter dash, it was Hinton's Daniel Blackwell taking home a podium finish. He finished third with a time of 7.27 seconds. The boys 60-meter hurdles goes to KPWCRV's Bo Goodwin. He takes home the silver medal, second place, a time of 8.59 seconds. Then on the girls' side, the 60-meter hurdles, it was Hinton's Bailey Booby finishing in second place, a strong time of 9.41 seconds. Then to the mile, girls 1,600-meter run, it was KPWCRV's Rachel Putz taking home a fourth-place finish, a time of 6:01.62. Now to some field events. One thing that's highlighted here the last week and a half or so of indoor meets is that Plymouth County's going to have some good field athletes this year, that's for sure. That's not to take anything away from the track side, but we've had some really good field showings. One of those is in the boys' high jump. That'd be KPWCRV's Bo Goodwin taking home the top spot. He didn't quite jump 6.5 feet this time. He'll have to settle for 6 feet 2 inches as his top mark in Yankton yesterday. To the girls' high jump, we had a couple of area athletes. Hinton's Bailey Booby won the high jump with a jump of 5 feet even. Then Anna Kazora from KPWCRV took home third place with a jump of 4.5 feet. The boys' long jump, it was Gabe Anderson getting in on the fun. The Hinton Blackhawk plays his second with a best jump of 19 feet 5 inches. Girls' long jump, it was Bailey Booby taking home fourth place, a jump of 16 feet and a quarter of an inch. Then to the boys' shot put, it was Bo Goodwin of KPWCRV. Normally, he doubles up on the jumping events. This time, he got in on one of the throws, and the shot put, he takes home fifth with a throw of 45 feet 11 inches. I'm starting to wonder if there's anything this kid can't do. Girls' shot put, it was a couple of Blackhawks placing in the top five. Lauren Kunkel takes home third with a throw of 34 feet 4 inches, and it was Morgan Divis placing fifth, a throw of 33.5 feet. Then to some relays, we had some really good relay showing for both Hinton and KPWCRV. First to the girls' sprint medley, it was Hinton's team of Ava Lang, Ashlyn Kovarna, Gabby Friesen, and Cadence Peters taking on the second spot, a time of 4:31.51. The boys 4x200-meter relay for Hinton takes home third with a time of 1:37.73. Will Hagstrom, Garrett Lindley, Ty Jones, and Daniel Blackwell on the team. KPWCRV's girls 4x200-meter relay team takes home third. It was Emma King, Peyton Trapp, Brooklyn Bielner, and Julia Miletic with a time of 1:55.19. Girls 4x400-meter relay, KPWCRV's team of Brooklyn Bielner, Peyton Trapp, Ellie Hansen, and Julia Miletic take home third place with a time of 4:24.7. The boys 4x800-meter relay for Hinton, a second place finish for the Blackhawks, a time of 9:23.19 for Cole Friesen, Cooper Nelson, Ian Gregg, and Caleb Bauer. Then finally, the Blackhawk girls 4x800-meter relay team takes home second, 10:24.83 for Gabby Friesen, Ava Lang, Casey Allen, and Cadence Peters. That is going to be a good relay this year for Hinton. You can check out all these results and more by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com under the Sports Scores and Results page, or also under our Spring Sports Schedules page. You can find this information, again, at KLEM1410.com. Also yesterday, madness continuing to go in college basketball. The various national tournaments getting going and continuing on. First, in the NAIA level, at the women's basketball tournament in Sioux City yesterday, was Marion University defeating the University of Jamestown 72-63. University of Providence defeated Concordia University 73-66. It was Dakota State University upsetting Indiana Wesleyan University 76-65. And Carroll College went to overtime to beat Loyola University of Louisiana 58-55. To the men's basketball NAIA tournament in Kansas City yesterday, Freed Hardeman University took down the Masters University 69-68. Central Baptist, a 14 seed, defeated Oklahoma Wesleyan 84-79 to advance to the quarterfinals. Grace College knocked off Northwestern College, ended the Red Raiders season 82-66. Zach LaFave had a 21-point night for the Red Raiders, but it wasn't enough. Then it was 15-seeded Evangel University taking down Lewis Clark State College by a final score of 77-74. So the men's NAIA tournament has a 14 seed and a 15 seed moving on to the quarterfinal round. Talk about upsets galore there in the NAIA men's tournament. Also yesterday, the NCAA Men's Basketball Division I tournament, or March Madness, of course. A couple of regional teams, competing. It was Creighton University downing Akron 77-60. Blue Jays onto the round of 32. Iowa State University survived any upset hopes from South Dakota State University, 82-65. And Washington State ended Drake's season yesterday, 66-61. Highlighting some upsets, it was a good day to be an 11 seed. Duquesne defeating BYU 71-67. Oregon knocking off South Carolina 81-73. And North Carolina State beat Texas 80-67. Big upset of the day. Saw 14-seeded Oakland knock off Kentucky 80-76. Taking a look now at the sports schedule for today, we have more action in Yankton at the Mount Marty University meet. Lamar's Community competes at that meet with some bigger schools. Best of luck to the Bulldogs there. NAIA tournaments continue in Sioux City. On the women's side, Menlo takes on Campbellsville today. Dakota Wesleyan matches up with the University of the Cumberlands. It's Mayville State University taking on Dort, and Kingsley Pearson product Mackenzie Goodwin on the defender squad. Briarcliff University takes on Indiana Tech. Of course, Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle on the Charger roster. The NAIA men's basketball tournament in Kansas City sees LSU Shreveport take on Langston. Arizona Christian matches up with Indiana Wesleyan. Madonna takes on the College of Idaho. And Morningside, with Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman, takes on the University of the Cumberlands. Some regional teams in the NCAA tournament. On the men's side, Nebraska takes on Texas A&M. In women's basketball, Drake matches up with Colorado. And Maryland takes on Iowa State. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.